Is your agency ready for Agile? Booz Allen uses the frameworks, tools, and training to make Agile work for you. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Defense Department is about to impose a new standard on technology items at VIES. Besides cost, schedule, and performance, it's going to want products that are also secure. It's called the Deliver Uncompromised Initiative, and Deliver Uncompromised is also the title of a detailed MITRE Corporation study driving the Defense Department's new approach. Joining me in studio is a co-author of the MITRE study, attorney Robert Metzger of Rogers Joseph O'Donnell. Bob, good to have you back.
Thank you.
Tell us the genesis of this study. How did this all come about in the first place?
There are several dimensions to the Deliver Uncompromised Initiative. Over the period of a year or two, initiated by the Defense Security Service, parts of the Department of Defense began to consider ways in which they might improve the security outcome of present acquisition programs and also to better protect the sustainment of defense systems. DSS came up with this idea of Deliver Uncompromised, and its objective was to make sure that weapon systems, when delivered, were free of compromises that might degrade their utility or call into question the confidence of mission owners or commanders in the use of those systems. The MITRE Corporation elected to prepare a study. It began early in 2018. We started looking at some of the concerns that had been raised by DSS and their prior initiatives, and we also added to our equation, if you will, more attention to software assurance and to the broader question of supply chain security. And what we found was that in a number of respects, the security environment has deteriorated. Adversaries have mounted what we describe as asymmetric campaigns, looking to find ways to exploit vulnerabilities in our systems and networks in ways that are offset from and distinct from areas where the U.S. enjoys a conventional kinetic advantage. And we also described what we label as blended operations, where nation-state adversaries are able to employ a number of different techniques to work to our disadvantage. These could be cyber exfiltration, that is the stealing of technical data without authorization, as well as attacks on or through the supply chain. So the intent of the report, Tom, was to take a holistic view at the state of security and then to offer a range of recommendations that would help industry and government do a better job to protect against these threats.
Fundamentally, does this ask the Defense Department to in turn ask suppliers to somehow certify that the software that is inherent in electronic products is free of backdoors and compromises? How are suppliers supposed to do that, or at least certify that they've done it?
Well, let's talk about software specifically. Today, we are in a situation where software sometimes is described as the new hardware. So many of our systems, methods, and processes are software-driven. And with the advent of the Internet of Things, even systems that were designed to operate autonomously are now becoming connected and interdependent and driven by software. And we found through too many examples that adversaries are looking to penetrate what's called the software supply chain, and use such things as software updates to infiltrate or insinuate malicious code, or to create backdoors through which sensitive information can be improperly accessed and potentially exploited. Today, there is nothing that the Department of Defense does to require the whole of its industrial base to protect software assurance. There's no regulation that says that you must deliver a software bill of materials. There's no contract requirement that requires the use of a secure development lifecycle for software. But as software becomes a fertile ground for exploit, and as the impact of such exploits increases, our report recommends a variety of measures that would assist DoD and its industrial base to better understand the sources of their software, to identify potential vulnerabilities, to use automated measures to detect and mitigate those vulnerabilities. And we also recommend the use of continuous monitoring of software so that owners, operators, sources and suppliers are better informed as to when attacks are attempted or have occurred.
We're speaking with attorney Robert Metzger with Rogers Joseph O'Donnell. He's also a co-author of Deliver Uncompromised. And what about embedded software, where you're buying hardware, but all hardware really is just silicon that is controlled by software, where it's almost an indirect acquisition of software?
Well, that's a big part of the problem. I was a participant a couple of years ago in a study done by the Defense Science Board of cyber physical security. And we were concerned specifically about threats to such firmware. The essential dilemma is that many of our systems depend upon electronic systems or parts, which, as you indicate, are operated by controlled or otherwise operated by or controlled by firmware. Firmware is also subject to potential manipulation or corruption. And should that occur, systems will not operate as intended. And if that occurs, then those who depend upon those systems to conduct missions or to defend our interest may lose confidence in the reliability or functionality of those systems. So in order to protect firmware, we need to be looking at the whole of the product lifecycle. There are secure practices that can be brought into every part of the system development lifecycle. We need to be considering not just the sources of the software or firmware, but to some extent we have to be alert to the individuals, parties, or organizations that may own, influence, or control the sources of technology who we rely upon for firmware and for electronic parts.
So that really gets deep into the supply chain in many cases, and there is a law, I think part of the 2017 or 16 National Defense Authorization Act, which requires DOD to certify supply chain security. So does this Deliver Uncompromised initiative tie in with that law?
It definitely does in this sense. A major focus of the Deliver Uncompromised initiative is to encourage both DOD and its suppliers to do a more thorough job and to do it over an continuing period of time, to make sure that we understand the nature of supply chain threats. Much of the attention of DOD and its contractors in recent years has been directed towards the protection of information and information systems. Many of your listeners are familiar with the DFARS that concerns protection of controlled unclassified information, and a NIST special publication that is directed to secure the confidentiality of that information. Well, that's part of the problem. But supply chain threats are not limited to forms of federal information. Supply chain threats are not limited even to electronic parts. It is all too possible that adversaries can exploit the supply chain to deny access to critical materials or to compromise the integrity of physical parts or to, as we've suggested, or to insert to create vulnerabilities or exploit vulnerabilities in the firmware or software that systems depend upon. DOD has the most visibility, of course, into the prime contractors and those at the higher tier of the supply chain. But at least 10,000 companies participate in the DOD supply chain. And DOD also relies to a very large extent upon commercial sources and commercial technology. And even though those sources may be far removed from the direct purchase, it is all too possible for adversaries to find vulnerabilities in those commercial sources and to exploit those. So we need to find ways to deal with such vulnerabilities as well.
And what should DOD do first now that they have this report in their hands?
Well, I think the most important idea is the first recommendation of the report, and that is to elevate security as a primary metric in DOD acquisition. A term that's employed here is the fourth pillar. The idea is that historically, DOD has emphasized three objectives in procurement: cost, schedule, and performance. In today's environment, we think that security merits co-equal importance to the other three. And what that means is that in all aspects of the requirements planning process, in the acquisition itself, in the contract that's awarded, and in the oversight and management of that contract, We think that security needs to have as high a priority as the traditional objectives so that companies are expected to and find better ways to build in security, supply chain, software, hardware, firmware, information security, and companies should be expected to and paid to deliver that security not just at one point in time, but throughout the life cycle of a product.
Attorney Robert Metzger is with Rogers Joseph O'Donnell and a co-author of Deliver Uncompromised from the MITRE Corporation. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll post more information and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.